I'm Abigail, the press officer from Cardiff Met, and you're listening to the Nathaniel MG Cup podcast with Weber and Jonah.
Well, there are four names in the frame, but only two can go forward. It's Nathaniel MG Cup semi-finals preview podcast time with me, Mark Weber, and Mark Jonah Jones. The thoughts of Jonah to come on the Connors Quay Nomads and Bala game, and we'll be hearing reaction from those camps. But first, Jonah, let's set our concentration on the two teams we didn't really expect to be this far. This is the semi-final of the underdogs, isn't it? Between STM Sports of Cymru South and Aberystwyth Town of the Cymru Premier. Before we get your thoughts, Jonah, let's hear from a man who's really done the business for STM Sports this season. Nana Barr, manager of STM.
To be in a semi-final of any competition is not easy. And to be in an MG Cup semi-final on our debut is tremendous effort by all involved. We are very proud to be where we are. We're very pleased by it because we know how much work we've put into it. And on our debut, to be able to get to this far, you know, against teams of our league and teams above, I think is testament to the works the likes of Nigel, Gazer and Dale have done over the past four to five odd years, and if not longer. You know, we're confident that we can do well, that we'll be competitive. Yes, we're massive underdogs. ABBA are a Welsh Prem side, a well-established Welsh Prem side who have got quality players, you know, quality players in terms of experience, you know, and all you have to do is look at the budget between the two clubs to see, you know, the difference in golf in terms of their expectation, our expectations. We know they're a strong side. We know they're physical. We know they've got wingers who are exceptionally quick. And we know they like to play good football. And same with us. We'll give ourselves a chance by, you know, doing what we do, sticking by our methods and our beliefs, and sticking to our game plan. And you've always got a chance when you're at a cage. You know, it's a great atmosphere. We're hoping, really, we do ourselves proud, the club proud, the community and the league proud. We will do our best. We will work hard. And the hope is that if we do the best we can, you know, hopefully we get a win and get to the final. That would be huge for the club. But even if we don't get to the final, I think, you know, we can all stand up tall and be proud of what we've done.
And Jonah, it's hard to call this one a David against Goliath tie, although officially, of course, Aberystwyth are the Davids. They didn't do very well in this competition last season. Both will be new finalists. How is this going to go?
Listen, the smart money says a Premier League team have to start as favourites. I don't think there's any doubt in that. But STM, like you said, they got their own style of play. They get the ball forward very, very quickly. Incidentally, I don't know whether they'll be with their centre-forward, Ben Amoun. He'll be a big miss if he's missing. But they got the likes of Lamine Conte, they got Marcus Jones, they got Callum Bateman. They got people who stick in the ball in the back of the net regularly. They get it forward from midfield quickly. They can play and they can go long. And they're just they're a good side. Perhaps their best form has been away from home in the Cymru South, because teams come onto them then. At home, they might have found it a little bit difficult to break people down sometimes. But ABBA don't know they're in for a fight. ABBA, you know, they had a good performance last week. I've got to mention that, by the way. I think that the lad Pennock played in goals, and I was pleased for him. He played in goals at the start of the season, and his team got beat 10-0. And for a young kid to go and play against TNS then at Park Hall and come away with a 2-0 and a good performance, I just think that's a good performance for a youngster in goals, Mark. So well done to the lad. But it's a big day for ABBA. It's a massive day for ABBA. One simple thing you could say about semi-finals, Mark. Cup finals put people in the spotlight. Semi-finals are engagements. Cup finals are weddings. And then every, you know, live on the television, everybody in the town wants to know who's playing. What's this cup final? And when the people of Aberystwyth, they know what it's all about. The people of St Mellons will know what it's all about, because it'll be getting put over to them down in Cardiff. And it'll be a great game, mate, I tell you. And if this is goalless, well, anything could be goalless.
Well, ABBA, of course, will be delighted to have got this far. As I mentioned, not the best run for them in the Cup last season, but certainly proved their worth this season, and they could be into their first League Cup final. Let's get the thoughts of Mark Williams from Aberystwyth on this game.
Yeah, the lads are looking forward to Saturday. You know, it doesn't come round often, really, to compete in a semi-final, to get into a final, so it'll be nice to try and make that step. You know, we know it'll be difficult. STM are a good team. They wouldn't have beat Newtown if they weren't. So, you know, we've got to be ready, make sure we do our homework, and, you know, we know their strengths, and you know, also we know how to beat them on the day as well. You know, it'll be a difficult away tie. We've had a few of them in the build-up to the semi-final. I think this is our fourth away trip. Hopefully the final's away in Cardiff as well, if we can make it. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it. And like I say, if we can get into the final, hopefully that can bring some confidence into some, you know, key league games coming up against Druids, Cardiff Met, and then the doubleheader against Newtown.
And Jonah, one of the things I do want to highlight is, of course, this game is being played at the Cardiff University Fields at Llanrymney, which might be, in my view, a bit of a leveller. Home crowd for STM, unfamiliar surroundings for Aberystwyth because they probably would have never played them there before. How do you think that pitch itself or that draw itself might favour the Cymru South side?
I think it is. Yeah, I think they'll fancy their chances. ABBA will have to draw on all Welsh Premier experience of going away to places. If they were at TNS last week, you know, and that's the toughest place to go, well, this will still be a tough place to go. So next week could have been a good warm-up for ABBA. You know, listen, they're a local club to mine, STM, and they have done fantastic. So everybody in the area down in St Mellons and Cardiff will be hoping, you know, they have a good day on Saturday. I would be very surprised if it's an easy win for the Premier League team.
Well, coming up, the thoughts of Andy Morrison, Chris Venables and Jonah on that Coniskey Nomads against Bala semi-final.
In my hand is a deposit for your next car. And if you buy any brand new MG at Nathaniel Cars, we'll pay your deposit for you. It's as simple as that. If you don't want to pay thousands towards a deposit, you don't have to. Plus, the whole MG range is available with 0% representative APR and up to 5 years to pay. So, visit nathanielcars.co.uk or pop into our showrooms in Cardiff and Bridgend, the UK's number one MG dealer.
Well, let's move on to the two names that we perhaps expected to be this far into the season in the Nathaniel MG Cup, Coniskey Nomads and Ballatown. And Coniskey Nomads doing exceptionally well for themselves in the league at the moment, as are Bala, which is a very, very tight league. But I think both of these sides know this could be their only way in to that Tunnex Caramel Wafer Cup competition next season, which Coniskey Nomads have done very well out of. Let's hear from some of the people behind this game then. First off, Andy Morrison, Coniskey Nomads manager. He knows that Bala are going to be a serious, serious test for them.
It's the character of their team, you know, to get to the 95th minute and keep knocking on the door. And it's no surprise that Chris Venables gets the winner late on in the game because he'll keep himself alive in the box. And, you know, our games are always really tight games, Nick. You know, there's a goal in it, fine margins, very, you know, in games. But, you know, we're at home and we've been very, very good at home. Our home record's excellent. You know, I think we're in all competitions now, domestically, 18 games unbeaten. So we're in a rich vein of form and we're playing really well. We've got everybody coming back now and pushing and asking questions. And I thought everyone tonight really looked as though they're coming into a real good patch in their football. And it's very, very encouraging because not always do you get the preparation, the training, the intensity. It's been perfection this week. You don't always get the result on the back of that, but the result today reflected how them boys have trained this week and the intensity and the desire to keep asking questions and keep pushing forward. So really pleased tonight.
And Jonah, we have to say both of these sides are entering this match at their strongest position this season. And there seems no stopping Coniskey, who are the only unbeaten side in the Cymru Prem at the moment.
Mark, they're having a tremendous season so far. To be undefeated at this stage of the season, we mustn't forget at the summer they had in defeating Kilmarnock, the team who come third in the Scottish Premier League. So that was history for them then. So they made a bit of a slow start, a couple of draws, but Morrison was keen that they were still undefeated and they'd still be undefeated at this time, apart from the Tannock's Cup is to be unbelievable, mate. They're in form, they're 4 points clear, top of the league, and they're in the semi-final of a cup, which I don't think they've won in the past, so they'll definitely want to win it again this weekend, Mark.
We haven't even spoken about the strength of Bally yet, but actually, let's do a little bit of a head-to-head first. Where is this game going to be won for Bala, and where is it going to be won for Nomads?
Well, in this matchup, Mark, obviously we're going to talk about Bala now, but what a matchup of front threes. Connors Keith front three of Michael Wilde, Jamie Insull and Michael Beccari are all scoring goals regularly as per last Saturday. And exactly the same thing has to be said for Henry Jones, Joel Robles and the top man at the moment, Chris Venables. So this is a shootout. It's a real shootout of the best two top threes in the league at the moment. And it should be a fantastic game for the MG Cup.
And it would have been a disappointing season for Bala last season. No cups, no playoffs, no European trips. Unexpected territory for them, really. Yet this season, they again, like Nomads, have really seemed to be off to a flyer. What do you put that down to?
You have to give Caton a bit of credit. Everybody said, there's always critics and people say, are things going stale? Well, he rolled the dice. He took the gamble to say, I'm not going out to buy a centre-forward. I'm going to go out. I think I got the man to play centre-forward. And that was Chris Venables. So you have to put that down and give people credit. Not many people would move a centre midfielder up top and get the results that they've got, which is superb. And I think with the way Venables plays, it frees up Henry Jones and Robles, and that's why they're getting such good results. Their midfield is quite steady. Keenan Smith is playing nearly every game now. You know, he does really well in midfield. Nathan Burke, the holder. The two full-backs are now names, regular names in this league. Sean Smith and Andrew Burns, the other side. And, of course, centre-backs. Yeah, you've changed it round. And they dug in. They dug into the last minute last week against a very good Airbus, by the way, who I think Colin will admit were a little unlucky. But the golden boy popped up with their lucky 13th goal, his 13th goal of the season. And they go to the semi-final, full of confidence. What a semi-final. Listen, no disrespect to anybody. This would have made a top final, but it's a semi-final and it's going to be a real shootout.
And why do we hear from the man who can't stop scoring? Chris Venables. Put him up front. He does the business. Here he is talking about their recent form and this game.
Chris, never boring watching us. Lame drama, sealing us 3 points.
Yeah, absolutely. Left it late enough, didn't we? Tough game. We didn't play to our full potential. Airbus, I thought, were very good. Made life very difficult for us. And we were, I wouldn't say lucky. You create your own luck, but we were happy at the end of the game to finish it like that, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's frustrating now. Airbus not playing like a team in the bottom three. Gave us a proper test like they did first game of the season.
Absolutely, yeah. We've had two really tough games against Airbus. And they're a good side with a strong squad. But, like I say, 3 points home and away. On reflection of both games, yeah, we're very fortunate to come away with 6 points there.
Yeah. This season you're playing in this more attacking role and it's one you're clearly flourishing on. 14 goals in all competitions, got to be happy with that.
Yeah, very happy. Yeah, good start for me, yeah.
Connors Key now in the League Cup next week. How are we feeling now going into the semi-final?
Yeah, positive. Obviously, we're sort of racking up clean sheets, racking up wins. Next week will be a completely different test.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're on grass for starters, not the usual 3GM. We're at Connors Key, which is notoriously difficult now as it's become. So, that'll pose a whole new... whole new load of problems for us, but ones we'll look forward to. Okay.
Of course, Jonah, we have to say, after 90 minutes of normal play, it is straight to penalties, no extra time. And for me, the game that's more likely to go that way is Nomads Bala. Am I wrong?
I wouldn't be surprised if they both did, Mark, because I've seen STM Sports a couple of times this season. I've seen Aberystwyth, they're obviously a very good Welsh Premier side on their day. As you all, you call them, the Jekyll and Hyde. But it's whatever ABBA turns out this Saturday. Because I'm sure they will face a stern test at Llanrwm University against St Mellons-based STM Sport, who've been nothing short of a revelation since they started about 15 years ago. And they've had, I think it's 9 or 10 promotions in that 15 years, which is just unbelievable.
Well, good luck to all four teams. I know that all of them will put on a fantastic spectacle of football in this Nathaniel MG Cup semi-final round. There won't be any turgid football on display, I can absolutely guarantee you. Of course, the winners will know that they're going to have a very happy Christmas to a certain extent, because they'll know they'll be facing a New Year battle in the final. The winner of that guaranteed a place in the Tunnocks UEFA Caramel Cup. We'll be back with a Nathaniel final podcast a week before that event. There is, though, a Cymru Premier, Cymru North and Cymru South podcast to follow on this channel in the next few days. Hope you enjoy them all. See you soon.